Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
And we are back after having to take a little pause from last week. Before we get into the episode, I just want to say, if you bought your mom flowers for Mother's Day, you better go to your local flower shop where you bought them from and kiss every single one of those employees' feet. Get on your knees and kiss their feet, okay? In case you don't know, I work at a flower shop and it's a pretty popular one. So maybe not every like smaller flower shop was as crazy, but Mother's Day week was hell on earth, to put it lightly.
Maggie is worn and haggard after this week.
I'm not even kidding. I think I aged like at least 10 years. Like my body has never felt worse. There was one day, Ron, I'm not joking you, I don't remember it. I came home and I said to my mom, if you asked me what I did today, I would have no idea. I don't remember any conversations. I don't remember any orders. I don't remember driving to and from work. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Isn't that scary?
Get out. What is this doing to you? It's messing with your psyche.
Guys, I'm just having like a really rough time. And the job market is rough. I'm really trying. But okay, before I start crying.
I was literally about to be like, before the episode starts, I wanted to announce, and then you did it like a second before me. That's kind of funny. I was just going to say that, talked about it like 2 or 3 weeks ago in the episode, but I got Chicks tickets.
Woo!
They went on sale for $25. So I'll be seeing them.
I'll be seeing them.
And I am very excited. $25, no fees. Thanks, Live Nation.
Yeah, happy National Concert Week.
Right?
I think it's over, but...
It's over now, but it's fine, because I got tickets.
Yeah. No, honestly, I was looking at a lot of the artists. I was like, these would be good shows. So
they were, like, most concerts that are happening from, like, the end of May to August were on there.
Love that. See, yeah. Live Nation knows what they're doing. All right. So because we didn't do an episode last week and because there hasn't been like a ton going on this week, we're going to kind of go back and forth between like what happened last week, starting off with the Met Gala and just kind of fast forwarding or like, I don't know, jumping around to what happened in this past week. Or yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. So yeah, we're going to start with the Met Gala. I have said it time and time again that if you are going to show up and not be on theme, especially if you are a man who shows up in a black tux, turn your ass around and go home. Don't even walk up the steps. Don't walk through the doors. I don't want to see you. No one else there wants to see you. And this theme, Gilded Glamour, was so easy.
So easy to follow.
Oh
yet,
my God.
No one did.
I mean, the people that did a really great job. Like Blake Lively, yes. I mean, amazing. She kills it every time.
Yes.
And I'm glad that she like opened up the carpet too, because like with the reveal and everything and the story, did you get to hear the story behind it?
Yeah, it's like, because it's like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And it was like changing the colors to represent how it was like went from that like bronze to the green it is now.
Yes.
Like,
I just, that's wow. So creative. Oh, so creative, on theme, loved it. Ryan Reynolds, loved seeing his reaction. Every man should react that way when a woman enters the room.
Mm-hmm. And he always does.
He does. Yes. Yeah, they just seem like a really great couple, to be honest. They just seem like so supportive of each other and just like funny and lighthearted. Mm-hmm. And I love to see that in Hollywood, because I feel like a lot of times you just get kind of like a wall from the man, especially. Like,
right. They don't feel like real couples or like real relationships, you know?
Right. And this just seems very authentic. So
yeah,
it's nice to see that, especially on just like such a large platform, like the Met Gala steps. Who was your favorite overall?
I am in between Blake Lively and Billie Eilish.
Okay. I mean, Blake Lively, that just has to go without saying.
Like, it's a given, right?
It is. Yeah. Right. Billie Eilish, I thought she looked great. I loved her outfit, very on theme, but also like took it into a modern twist, which I really loved. I think my favorite was SZA. One's really talking about her, but I just really loved her take on it with like the big hat and like the really bright dress that she wore. Like it was still had like the bustle and the corset, and like it was more of like a campy take on it, I think, like with that oversized hat. I don't know, I really loved it. I'm not sure why more people aren't talking about it or why she's not on the top of more lists, but that's just how I feel.
Yeah, and I think another one that was really good was Dove Cameron.
I don't think I saw really, her.
You should look it up. It's like, I don't know what it's called, but like, you know when they have the big thing in the back that's like a tail and it puffs out?
Yeah.
She like had that. It was like the skeleton of that.
Oh, that was her? Okay.
Yeah. That's Dove Cameron.
Yes. Okay. That's like the bustle. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I really liked that. Like it was like a really creative take on it. You know, it was on theme, but it was like, it looked like modern and artsy at the same time. Like,
yeah,
that's what you gotta do.
Right. And I didn't like get it at first, but like once they explained it, I was like, that is so creative. Like no one else would show up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some fails. So I watched E! News. I know like Vogue has their own thing and stuff, but I watched the one on E! And they spent so much time talking about Bradley Cooper, who just wore a black tux, and I wanted to scream.
Who cares?
Who cares? It could have been at any event. Oh my God. It's like, move on. Someone else. Oh, it was also kind of funny, like hearing them commentate on it, but Mindy Kaling, I mean, I love her. She looked great, but it had nothing to do with the theme. It was just like a lilac colored chiffon dress.
Just a bummer, because I expect more from you, Mindy.
Right. And Karamo from Queer Eye was one of the commentators, and he just goes, it's cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cute. And I was watching with my mom, and we were just like, he hates it. He hates it, but he can't say it. He just kept going.
Right, of course not. Yeah.
It's cute, guys. Like, it's like, it, like his voice got like 10 octaves higher. He just kept saying, it's cute.
Mm-hmm, oh my cute. God, I love that. Shawn Mendes finally kind of followed the theme.
I loved him.
So, like, it took you how many years?
Right. Yeah, I know. And I really liked that. Well, I feel like a lot of people did this, but they talked about it a lot with Shawn Mendes because he does have a collab with Tommy Hilfiger now. But he did like a sustainable look where they went back into like the Tommy Hilfiger warehouse and just took like old fabrics and stuff and made a new garment out of that, which, you know, we love sustainability. We love saving the earth. Yeah, but I know a lot of other people did that too, where they had just like different fabrics and stuff mixed together to make their own outfits. So love that was kind of like a running theme throughout the night.
Yeah, for sure.
Should we talk about Kim Kardashian?
Oh my God, it's always the elephant in the room.
So I am just like confused as to glamour, yes. Gilded glamour, no. I don't really understand like what even wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress
that she wore like 80 years after the Gilded Age.
Yeah, like she wore that. She, in case no one know, or if you don't know, Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's dress, the same one that she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK, which is like one of the most iconic moments in pop culture history. And she did not wear the exact dress the entire night. She did a photo shoot in it and then wore it up the steps and then changed into a replica after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just not sure why. Like, why was Kim Kardashian the one to wear it? Why did she wear it to this theme at the Met Gala? Like, who came up with that idea? There's just like a lot of like confusion around.
And in order to do it, she had to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Which is like unhealthy. And it's like you're forcing your body to do this. And it's something that doesn't even make sense. It's just like, why?
Yeah. It's just like a lot of confusion. Like, I'm just really not sure what the overall purpose and message was for her to wear this dress. I don't know. And then, yeah, just to like brag about how you starved yourself for 3 weeks to lose 16 pounds, which is a crazy amount to lose in that amount of time. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It just gives me an uneasy feeling.
Yeah. And then she got a gift from Ripley's, believe it or not, of Marilyn Monroe's hair.
Why?
And she said she's going to sleep with it every night, which, I mean, I'm going to take her word for it. Why?
I know. I don't know. It was just weird.
But, and like, then, why didn't she do it last Met Gala?
Right. Like, I know. It would have fit in so much better. Where it was, yeah, because the last Met Gala's theme was just like celebrating American designers and like American fashion overall and stuff. And that would have fit in perfectly with one of the most pop culture moments that's ever happened in American history.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
What do I know?
And I mean, and then she had to like, I think I read that she spent 14 hours bleaching her hair, which I thought that she just wore a wig. Because that would make sense.
I mean, I assumed that until I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't care who you are and like how many hair treatments you can afford and stuff. That is. I would never, never. She's gonna go bald.
Yeah. Right. What? I don't get this family. This woman is just wild to me.
Oh, can we? Since we're on the topic of the Kardashians, can we talk about Kylie? what was that?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Guys, what was that? I didn't get it. Nothing was cohesive. It was a white t-shirt crop top with like in the bottom looked like the skirt of a wedding dress, and then she was wearing a snapback with like a veil over it, or like the netting veil over it. But then did you see what she wore to the after party?
No.
It was right on theme. It was, right, it
did
was
you
just
make,
like
get mixed up.
I don't understand. It like she had the corset. It was like a sleeker silhouette, but like so much more on theme than what she actually wore on like to the Met Gala. So I'm confused.
What the hell? I'm just, yeah, this Met Gala, I wasn't like following that much, to be honest. Like I didn't see anything the night of. I think I went to bed and then I woke up and like scrolled through Twitter. I just like didn't care. I'm just getting sick and tired of these celebrities not doing anything. It just makes me mad.
Because it's just like such an honor to be invited to the Met Gala, and like people, celebrities and designers spend months coming up with the concept, the design, having it all come to life, going through fittings after fitting, and you show up in like a black cocktail dress. Like, what's the point? You spent 6 months doing this. And like Anna Wintour and, you know, like whoever else on her team, they spend a lot of time going through the guest list and like going through who's in pop culture right now, or just like in the fashion world, deciding who to invite, why they should invite them.
Right.
Like picking the co-chairs and say, although I don't think there was co-chair people for this Met Gala. So it's just kind of like a slap in the face.
Like, I agree.
Glad. I don't know why I'm getting so angry over it. It's just like, I don't know. It's just frustrating just to see celebrities just keep taking advantage of opportunities like this. I don't know. What do I know? Let's move on, though, to... Guys, it's finally here. The Don't Worry, Darling movie trailer. We've been waiting a while for this. I think the teaser came out, like, last fall. And now we got the full trailer. And it looks really, really good. Not just because Harry's in it, and not just because there's clips of him going down on Florence Pugh. It just looks really good.
I think it looks good.
Okay.
I just think it's hilarious that based on the trailer, it looks like Harry's only role in this movie is to be eye candy.
Yeah, so I actually heard that he's like not in the movie as much as people either like would like him to be or thought he would be. But like, he's not the main character. It's Florence Pugh. So he's not the one like going through the struggles and stuff of, you know, what her character is going through. He's just kind of, I think he's just kind of there to like move the story along.
Right.
As well as the other characters. So yeah, like I kind of like figured that though, even like before I heard that, I was like, well, he's just like a supporting actor.
Right.
So
I think it's funny though, because it feels like in a lot of crime movies, like a guy will be the main character and he'll have like a side piece, like a woman, like a love interest. And I feel like that's just Harry. In this.
No, it is. But Olivia Wilde said when she was directing this that like basically what you were saying, like she wanted to make it the opposite, where like in the sex scenes, like you never see like women like a pleasurable experience for a woman. It's like mostly focused on the man, or like, you know, the woman is just there to look like hot next to the man. And she just kind of like wanted to take that stereotype and like flip it over. So I don't know. I like that idea.
Well, you know, I got it from the trailer. I didn't even watch any of this, so it's clear.
Yeah. And then even before the trailer came out or anything, when I read the premise of the movie, it still sounded really good.
Yeah. I like movies like that. So
yeah, I can get down with the psychological like
crime, mystery, thriller. Yeah, I always like movies like that. So
yeah, I think, I don't know. It's getting like a lot of like good, like critically acclaimed buzz. So that's a good sign. And I think it comes out in the fall. So yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait. And I might need a cold shower afterwards. Who knows? staying on the topic of movies, not really sure why, but a new Avatar movie is set to come out at some point, and not like Avatar Last Airbender, like Avatar the blue people. I have never seen that movie. I know it's like, okay, is it still the highest grossing movie of all time, or is that Endgame? Because I thought Endgame beat it.
Right. So I just looked this up. I thought Endgame beat it too, but allegedly they re-released Avatar in theaters in the past year and in China, I think, and it like overtook Endgame. So what? I guess it's back on to being the highest grossing movie of all time. Which is kind of crazy, because I feel like this movie gets brought up a lot, because people are always like, it's the highest grossing movie of all time, but like, who talks about it?
I mean, I know it was talked about a lot when it came out.
Yeah, everyone went to see it. Like, people who don't even like action movies would go see it just because. It was like, it was when 3D was like at its peak.
Yes.
Well, so it just was like so good, you had to see it.
Yeah, and just like the technology, like the CGI for that time was like really advanced.
It still was really good.
Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, I liked it. I saw it a few times, but I was 10 years old when it came out. I liked any action movie.
Right. I'm just like not really getting the point of doing it now. Like over 10 years later.
James Cameron, like, he has been saying for years that he's planned out like 5 movies. This has been like planned out for years, right? And he's been trying to make them released, and he'll be like, oh, he has a setback with this, or like technology got better, so he has to start over again. Like, I feel like this man is just crazy. And mind you, I'm pretty sure James Cameron is one of those people who trashes the Marvel movies, which it doesn't really add up. But anyway, that's a different soapbox. Okay. But like, so yeah, he has these 4 movies planned out, and apparently he's already filmed 2 of them. And he has filmed parts of 3 and 4 because it just kind of made sense in sequence, he said. So he basically has two movies already filmed and two more coming out. And apparently it was $1 billion to make all of these. So like $250 million per film. Whoa. So like if these movies don't do super well, like if people don't like the second movie, they're not going to go see 3, 4, and 5. And this man's going to be like out of money. So what I do think is good for him is that Disney World Animal Kingdom now has an Avatar section. So I think that will help him out because it's been 13 years since the last movie came out. Like I watched the trailer and I was like, I mean, do I really want to go see this movie when it comes out? Like kind of to see, but also like not really.
Was he hoping for kind of like a nostalgia kind of a thing? Maybe.
It hasn't been that long for nostalgia, I feel like.
I guess. And like starting over just because technology has gotten better is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because technology will always continue to improve.
Exactly.
So you have to just make it with the technology that you have
at that exactly time. Yeah, I don't really understand. There were just like so many setbacks, but yeah, I guess he's like filmed two of them officially. But if they don't do well, it's gonna be a flop. Like if people don't like that second movie, then they're not gonna go see the third.
No. Wow.
So hopefully they're good.
Yeah, I guess it's like the definition of a risk taker. Of a risk taker.
Right. I just think it's weird. It's like, why can't we just like let it go? If it didn't work after like 4 or 5 years, come on, it's time.
Yeah, really. Really. Well, okay. Let's move on to it's sad to talk about, but we have to. Naomi Judd passed away over these last couple of weeks or a couple of weeks ago. And it's just like there's just so many factors that go into it just to make it like extra heartbreaking. Cause I mean, yes, she was a country music icon. She was kind of like a trailblazer, like her and her daughter and, you know, all those things. It's just like sad that she passed away, but it was the fact that she took her own life after having like such a long struggle with mental illness. And it was a day or two before her and her daughter were going to accept their nomination or their award nomination, I don't know what you call it, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So yeah, I don't really know what more to say other than it's just so tragic.
Yeah, and she took her own life with a firearm. Ugh. Which is really interesting because like historically women didn't use weapons to take their own life. That was like a like something that men did, and like after the pandemic, like that's become the number one way that people take their own lives, which is just horrible. And it's just like I just feel so horrible that this woman, she must have been struggling so bad.
I know.
To have to do this at the age of 76.
Yeah, right? I just wonder, like what the breaking point was. And, like,
right.
If she had, because she was open about her struggles and stuff. And I just wonder, like what resources that she didn't have. Or I don't know, like she felt that like she couldn't reach out to those resources or to anyone else.
Yeah. And Ashley Judd is like she's like a political activist. I mean, she's an actress, obviously, but she's like extremely political. And she was a mental health advocate herself. Naomi Judd's daughter, Ashley Judd. And yeah, it's so tragic. Like the Judds are like legendary, obviously. I mean, they're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah. And they still got up there and accepted the award, which is, I mean, I guess it's like commendable, but it's also like, I don't know, just so sad.
Right. You got to do whatever feels right for them. I feel like whatever decision they made was right, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, this stuff is important to talk about, especially because it is Mental Health Awareness Month. So, you know. Help is out there. There are people you can reach out to. There's many different resources you can can find or someone can help you find. So if you are struggling, just know that there are places you can go, people you can go to, so you don't have to live like that.
Yeah, there's so many options nowadays. I think it's great, like telehealth apps. Mm-hmm. There's options if you're financially limited, like 211 United Way. They can get you in contact with people who can help you out. So I don't know. I don't want anyone to have to get to that point ever, especially at 76. It's like she lived such a long life.
I know, but I don't know. Just know that there are people out there who are willing to help you. moving on. What? Sorry.
I was just going to say, and just like, don't be afraid to reach out for help. Like, if you're struggling, just take that step. It's so worth it. Like, you're worth it, whatever you're going through.
People want you around.
Exactly.
So moving on to like a little bit of a lighter note, Dolly Parton did in fact accept her own nomination into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when, I don't know, many episodes ago, we talked about how she was like, no, when she was, you know, being considered as a nominee, she was like, no, thank you. I don't think so. I don't make rock and roll music. And they were like, well, we're going to give it to you anyway. So
we are rescinding your decline. So sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, she accepted it though. And she is now officially in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Somebody had to talk to her and be like, Dolly, let's think about this.
Like, let's not take it so literally here. Like, look at all the people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They don't all make rock and roll music.
Right. It's funny.
That's funny. It's just funny. All right. Let's move on to our toasts and our roasts. Steven, you can go first.
All right. Both of my roasts and toasts are kind of like odd today. I feel like they're like a little, not like different, but I don't know. My roast goes to Zac Efron. This man... it doesn't seem like a roast, but it is. We'll get there. This man did an interview where he said he would do a High School Musical reboot if he could, and he would love to be a part of it. And he is a liar.
He is a liar.
I don't believe him for one second.
Where has he been for every cast reunion? Where was he not during there. The pandemic when they did the Disney sing-along? Where was
everyone
he?
Was there, not him. He would pretend not to know the songs from High School Musical. He pretends like he's not in it. Liar.
He is a liar.
I don't know why he said this, but I do not believe you, Zac Efron. Maybe in like 20, 30 years, he would do something.
Yeah, maybe that's what he meant. He didn't, you know what say I mean? No.
Yeah. Like this man within five, at least not within 5 years, like 10 years. He's got to be old, broke, fat, that he's doing High School Musical reunion.
Well, you know what? Apparently he is old now because he's playing a father in a new movie that's coming out. Did you see that?
I did not. That's not surprising.
Okay, but it's
also kind of weird.
Doesn't make you like kind of sick to your stomach? Like we watched Zac Efron play a 16-year-old as a 16-year-old, and now he's playing a father.
Right. It is kind of weird. That actually reminds me of when I saw the movie Divergent in theaters. I saw it with my mom.
Oh, you saw it in theaters?
I did, of course. And then Ashley Judd plays Shailene Woodley character's mom. And my mom was like, wow, I can't believe Ashley Judd is playing a mom.
Okay, but like at that time, it's like...
So I just think it's funny. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just reminded me when she said that, because now we're saying that about Zac Efron.
But Zac Efron's still just like, I mean, I know he's like 32 or whatever, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like he should be a dad.
No.
I hate that. How old are we, Steven?
Cool. I'm old enough to be a dad, but
Oh, no.
No.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say. Zac Efron, you're a liar. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. All right. In my toast, this is the one that's kind of weird. It's like kind of a toast, but kind of not. But it's a toast to the iPod legacy, because Apple just announced that the iPod Touch will be discontinued and they will never make an iPod again. You know what? I just got a toast to the iPod, because my iPod Nano, my iPod Touch, they got me through life. Okay. No, I would not be the person I am without those two things.
Oh my God. You know what? I've been watching The Hills again recently, and you know, and like the different like B-roll shots, there's always a billboard for iPods. And you know, okay, it's like the billboard, and it used to be on iTunes cards too, where it's like the silhouette and it's like has the headphones in, and it's just like a person like dancing or something. You know what I'm talking about? And it's in like,
oh, I know
like
exactly what you're talking about. Green. Before you even started describing it, when you said the silhouette, I knew.
Yes. Oh my God. That's on like every billboard and every B-roll clip that they show, and like for like every transition. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Man. My iPod Nano, like, it got me like listening to music at a young age, and then my iPod Touch, like, that got me through middle school.
Oh my God, who would I be without my iPod Touch?
Exactly. So that's why I just got a toast to the iPod legacy. I mean, sad they're done, but at the same time, who was getting an iPod in this day and age?
I couldn't name a single person.
Exactly.
You know what, my iPod, wait, was the Nano the one that's like the rectangle one?
Okay. Yeah, it has a little screen in this like the circle to control it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I always get the one mixed up with the Shuffle, but okay,
the Nano has a screen, the Shuffle does not.
Okay, so my iPod Nano, I just found it like not that long ago. And I put stickers on it, and one of them is a Kesha sticker, and the other one says number one Twihard.
Wow.
That just shows how old it is.
Yeah, I found mine like a year or two ago and finally got rid of it. I found an old charger, plugged it in, looked through my music one last time, and said it's time to go.
Oh, you had like
time to move on.
Your little parting ways.
Yep.
A memorial.
Had to boot it up one last time.
I love that. All right. Well, my roast goes to Frankie Grande.
Oh, yeah.
For having a Star Wars themed wedding on May the 4th. I'm so sorry, but as a 40 plus year old man, that is so embarrassing. That is so incredibly embarrassing. Like, I saw the pictures from it. It looks like a 10-year-old's birthday party, but like a little more glamorous.
Yeah, I like Frankie Grande is embarrassing and cringy, but like I never, like, that was like a kind of embarrassing that I wasn't expecting from him.
Right. No, me too. I felt the same. I was like, gay people like you like Star Wars? Your kind of gay like Star Wars that much?
Your kind of gay.
To have a Star Wars themed wedding?
Yeah, that was out of left field. I mean, I don't follow Frankie Grande, but like, what?
Well, okay, the only reason that I saw the pictures was because I saw a tweet or something from like, I don't know, Us Weekly or like whatever gossip outlet like that, that said Ariana Grande wears two-piece intergalactic outfit, like custom-made outfit to brother Frankie Grande's wedding. And I was like, why?
Right? Like, why would you wear that?
Okay, yeah. Fits. So then I clicked on the link, and then I was like, oh my God, every picture was worse than the last.
Yeah. And there is a picture of him kissing his husband, and it was like, I'm so proud of, or I'm so happy for Pink.
Yes, I did see that.
I was like, wow, so true.
Because let's be honest, Pink is the only one that can rock that hairstyle. She should be the only one that's known for that, okay?
Yeah, usually when I see people with that, I'm like, that's ugly, but it doesn't look ugly on Pink.
Well, she's had it for so long. It's just become like a part of her style and persona.
True,
so,
true. Like,
everyone that has it now, it's like, yeah, congrats to Pink, when it's actually Frankie Grande.
Actually a man. Oh God. Frankie Grande. I just have so much I could say about him. So besides all of the points, it's like nobody cares, but yeah,
right. And my toast goes to Barbie, because I saw that they are coming out with a doll with a hearing aid. And I love that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I just saw it today. Yeah, I just think that's really, you know, it's like special. I know that over the past few years, Barbie has become way more inclusive. They have Barbies in wheelchairs and with different skin tones and doing different like professions and stuff that might be looked at as more of like a male dominated industry. And
okay,
yeah, so now they have a Barbie coming out with a hearing aid, and I'm sure all the little girls out there with hearing aids, or you know, little boys if they play with Barbies, will love to see that and feel represented and like comforted by that. So
yeah, that's cool.
I know, I thought it was so cute. The little hearing aid is so cute. It's like hot pink, and it probably like goes with whatever outfit she's wearing. So
nice.
Yeah, so yeah, I just love that. I just really like when brands can, you know, become more inclusive and take feedback and not get like upset by what people are saying.
Absolutely.
You know, and just be like, well, what other ideas can we come up with to make little kids feel like they're being seen and represented? So, you know, just another stepping stone in that journey.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys know where to find us on Instagram, Popping Off About Pop Culture. I'm trying to be more active on our social media page, but like I said, these past weeks have just been brutal, and Steven said they started school again, so we're just trying to get our footing here.
Yeah, so Maggie and I have been MIA in the pop culture world, so if we miss something, sorry.
Sorry, yeah, we'll get to it. But yeah, please like, subscribe on any platform that you listen to us on. If you are streaming us on Apple Podcasts, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment, all that jazz. Tell your friends, tell your family. I don't know how to end this.
I don't know. Be nice to each other, I guess.
Yeah, how about that? Since this is Mental Health Awareness Month, just be a little more kind. Maybe go out of your way for people. Check in on your friends, your family. All that good stuff. You know, you never really know what someone's going through. So
yeah,
it might just be nice to get a text from someone, be like, hey, what's going on? We should hang out soon or whatever. I don't know. Do your own way, whatever way you feel is right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note,
all right. Talk to you guys. See ya. Later.
Bye.